Welcome to the show, boys and girls. Boy, we got a confession to make. We goofed up something fierce last week. What we did is we took Dan Clark's episode and we put the whole thing up 147 hours. It was longer than anything we've ever done in our entire life. Well, guess what? It was so long that we decided this week we're going to cut it in half and make two episodes out of it. So if you've listened already, congratulations. We appreciate you. Whew. Better than me, I think. Anyway, today Dan is sitting in with Nick and Jamie and Tamara. Am I saying that right? I don't know how Canadians do this. Tamara is how I would say it, but I think they say Tamara. Tamara. You say all the A's as hard as you can. Sounds like that. Anyway, this is going to be part one. They talk about the recessed penis. Maybe you've heard of that. Who does Tobin hate? And Graves. Of course, we're going to talk about the cat that ate the pizza. And, texting your mom during Tay May Ray's comedy set. Get ready for, Taylor Swift talk. And a little bit about Jamie on albinos. Hell yeah, we got a real good show here. If you haven't heard it, you're going to hear it now. I'm glad you came by, and I love your face. And guess what? Nick does too. Take care of yourselves. Smell you later.
Are you doing ranch and Reese's Pieces over
Boom.
There?
Boom. Was going to
ranch.
Recording.
Stuff crust.
It's some next level stuff.
Ranch and Reese's Pieces?
Yeah, he gave it to me and I like He gave me the Reese's stick.
Well, yeah, he gave you the Reese's stick.
Is Reese's stick a euphemism?
No.
Gave me the Reese's stick.
He gave me a chaga bar, and then I didn't pick it up, and I dragged it through meat. And Dan went, "Don't drag it through the meat." And I just can't.
Yeah, you can't just drag a chocolate bar through a deli.
You sounded exactly like that.
It's like I was missing a chromosome.
Yeah.
Listen, Dan grew up in a nuclear wasteland, but he's an all right dude.
Thanks.
Yeah, he's a good dude. He gave
Did
you a
you
chaga
grow up
bar.
In Edmonton? Where are you from?
Port Hope, Ontario.
It's a uranium mine.
Yeah, all right.
It's not a uranium mine.
It is.
There's a factory there that refines uranium.
Oh, okay.
I feel like that's the worst part. The mine is not actually
There's
that
no
bad.
There's no mine. There's no mine.
The mine is just outside of town.
No.
There's actually a lot of uranium mines in Saskatchewan. It's probably there.
Yeah. That explains why they all talk that weird.
Yeah.
We don't talk weird.
No, Saskatchewan.
No, Saskatchewan.
Oh, yeah, that explains it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's the truth.
Take that, there. Saskatchewan.
Oh, yep, there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Don't you know.
Don't you
oh,
know.
Yeah.
Oh, yep. Yeah, Saskatchewan.
Oh, Saskatchewan.
Is that Saskatchewan?
Oh, we're no, dipping our Reese's penises.
Oh, yeah.
Our Reese's penises? You said that.
I know. But I cracked myself up. I couldn't finish it. Our Reese's penises bars into our deli meats until we get ranch all over everything.
Yo,
right.
I can't do it.
Well, say something. Or...
You sound like Reese's. You're gonna swallow your tongue.
What?
I don't know.
Reese's penis. The old Reese's penis.
Reese's penis. Barf.
That's probably what the owner of Reese's calls his penis.
Reese's penis.
The Reese's penis.
The Reese's penis.
The Reese piece.
What about like if it's an innie? Wouldn't it be a recess penis?
Wait, his penis is an innie.
So a vagina.
Yeah,
wait.
It's a recessed penis.
Sure.
There you go. Yeah. Myth busted, guys. Myth busted.
Woo! You did it, Nick.
We figured it out.
You did it.
I'm Nick McQuick, and I'm joined in studio today by Tamara Aberin.
Hello.
Yep. And Tobin Spencer McLagan.
Hi.
And we have over on the board, distracted and in our own world, we got Jamie Knowles.
Yep.
Hi, Jamie.
And joining us on the broadcast today, we have Dan the Squinty Eyes Clark.
They're pretty squinty.
Yeah,
he's just polar bear.
The national treasure.
Polar bear.
It's like you don't even need sunglasses.
I don't.
You look like a dog.
Good job.
Some days I do.
I do.
I don't.
Wait, did I just marry you?
I do, too.
Oh, fuck.
Nick.
God damn it.
Half your stuff is mine now.
That is that's a new record. Less than 3 minutes and I got married on the podcast.
Yes.
A new record.
Who else are you married to?
A bag of steel cut oats.
Well, that makes me feel special.
Yeah. You're number
you shouldn't,
two.
You shouldn't call Mandy that. She doesn't.
Yeah, but she's molding up a little.
Oh, that's probably good. She'll be.
It is.
Yep. She'll be happy to hear that.
Well, she's in better shape than my last girlfriend.
Everyone's in better shape than your last girlfriend, except her ex-husband.
That was a crazy story.
Yep. Oh, was that the first time you heard that?
Yeah, Wednesday night. Yeah, that was the first time I heard that.
It's so much fun.
Nobody, because I was at Chiland.
Chiland.
I was there.
Chiland. And I was standing there after the show, and there was some comics standing around. And I made a reference to it, and they were like, wait, what? And I'm like, oh, is nobody... heard
a lot of the new ones don't
a lot know. Of the new ones haven't heard.
It's because a lot of people that know about it keep dying mysteriously.
Yeah, that keeps the story fresh.
I did get in a fight after that, so
yeah, well, there you go. Perfect.
Yeah, you're sending out people to get me.
Yep. Exactly. The worst hitman ever.
Yeah, just this drunk like 30-year-old.
Yep.
Yeah,
very affordable hitman on Craigslist.
Oh yeah,
very.
Yep.
Craig Sherburn's list of hitman that he sells to people.
Yep. It's carved into washroom walls.
You can only see it under blacklight in the basement.
Yep.
On a whiteboard where he also is stealing cars.
So, Dan, we're in ice cap season now.
Oh, my gosh. Ice caps.
Yeah.
So good.
Do you have any ice cap recommendations?
Ice cap, large ice cap.
Okay.
Vanilla flavor shot.
Yeah,
shot of espresso.
Okay. Ooh. And that's the general one. What do you rate that out of 13?
Like a 12.
A 12 out of 13. Sounds like a really good call.
Yeah,
sounds
great.
Really good call. That's really good. And if for some reason you can't get an ice cap, how should you end your life?
Pour hot coffee in your eyes.
Okay. Sounds good. Sounds like an acceptable
I don't know if that would kill you. With that, how hot? Full boil?
Hot enough to kill you, Tobin.
Fuck you.
The temperature that it would take.
It's weird to order that, too, because you have to specify, you have to tell the lady, and sometimes there's a language barrier and they don't understand, and you say, hot enough to kill me, and they say, what? And you go, yeah, you heard me, and they go, not really. And then you have to find somewhere else that'll do it for you.
How many times has that happened to you?
Have I asked for it?
Yeah.
Daily.
almost
no one will make it for me.
Really? How hot is that?
Hot enough to kill you. Like, it varies from person to person.
You're right, right.
I don't know how sensitive your brain is to hot water.
90%, yes.
90, okay.
Yep.
Well, then it would probably get you.
Okay. Good. Well, hey, go. I love it.
There you go.
Now I know how to
figured it out.
End my life if
we
I
did
ever
it.
Need.
There we go.
What was the point behind the ice cap question?
I don't know. I remember the last time.
Now we're going to go around and talk about how we'd kill ourselves.
Last time you were on the podcast, we were talking about ice caps.
Okay.
Because you were like, you said, to reiterate, you were
you have a better memory than I do.
Yeah, I know, which is astonishing for the brain damage. But
for both of us.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You were like, I used to be thin, but now I'm fat. And I'm like, why is that? And you go, ice caps.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You're drinking a lot of ice caps. You're like, not now. It's too cold. It's a summer thing. And I'm like... Come summer, you better get this guy on the
podcast. Jeez, that's some planning.
Yeah.
That's some really good planning.
I know. It just took like a whole bunch of people canceling on the podcast for it to line up perfectly.
I love it.
Yep. But hey, you're our like number four.
That's perfect.
Yep.
I'm okay with that.
Nice. Yep. Then I was number three.
Two.
Nice.
Yep,
second place.
Who was the first person?
Nanya Business.
Okay.
It was the cheese and meat tray.
Sure was.
It was I'll give you the initials, and you guys can guess, okay?
Okay.
The initials are Drew Bain.
Woo! Let me guess. Can I take Drew Bain for 500?
Is that going to be your final? We're going to go around.
500 what?
We're going to go around.
Crackers.
Oh, right. We're still measuring the crackers.
Yeah,
yep.
I thought we were just measuring weight in crackers.
No. All
currency?
Of it. All of it.
What kind of crackers?
All of it.
What kind of crackers?
Ritz cheese. How dare you?
Goldfish.
Gum up your mouth too much. I'm going saltines on this one.
How heavy is a stoned wheat then? 420.
A little bit heavier than a
cracker
sober
units.
20.
Cracker units.
Cracker units.
420 CU.
They're called crunits.
No, they are not.
They're not?
Nope.
I didn't know that.
This is really fun callbacks to last week's episode.
Now you have to pay attention.
Or not.
Or do what you want.
Yeah,
I don't care.
We're not the boss.
We're not your mom.
Yeah.
You're not? His mom?
His mom. You didn't know?
I don't know.
Or am I?
What? Pew, pew, pew.
No, my mom is way bigger than you.
Thank you so much for saying that. That's such a nice thing.
Your head is not as wide as her neck.
Woo! Guys, I'm killing it.
That
I'm
is aggressive. So,
she is really hard to knock out. Like, I have knocked out a lot of people, but my mom, she can take a punch.
How many people have you knocked out?
How many Nick punches?
30 crackers.
How many crackers is that?
12.
Oh, on a scale of 1 to 13?
Okay, here, I got this amazing thing I can do. I want you, shut up, Tamara. I want you, pick a low number.
2.
Now pick a high number.
7 billion.
8. See, I always get it right in between them.
Perfect.
I'm really good at this. If you pick numbers, I can get right in between them all the time.
That's an amazing skill.
I know. I don't, like, I've never
do they teach
ever
you,
heard.
Do they teach you that up in Dawson City? Dawson Creek?
You were right with the first one.
Did they teach you that on the show?
Yep, they taught me that on Dawson Creek season 2.
Joshua Jackson show you that one? Sure. You guys ride a motorcycle?
That is the worst name ever. That name is an obstacle course for, like, anybody with a speech impediment. Joshua Jackson. Joshua. It's like a cacophony.
Anything's kind of hard for someone with a speech impediment, though. So.
I don't know. Ryan Short can say, I swear I'm funny, name. Guys.
No, he can't. I swear.
I swear.
I mean, he can say.
Yeah.
Anything.
Usually it's hard for women all the time.
You know what he can't say, though? Warrior Bull.
Warrior Bull.
Warrior Bull. That's my favorite Ryan Short impression. Dan, ask me to do a Ryan Short impression.
Oh, God, don't do it.
Tamara, do a Muhammad impression when you're drunk at Chez Pierre.
Nope, that's not a... I can't do it, you guys. It's too...
I can do a Tamara impression of Tamara doing a...
No, don't. Muhammad Nick McQuick.
Yeah.
Nick, don't.
Maybe.
Don't, please.
I mean, maybe.
Oh, wow. Like, more than normal?
Do you get sweaty when you're nervous?
Like, nervous or breathing.
Or waiting for pizza?
or waiting for pizza. Stuffed crust. Just chicken Caesar, you
would guys. That, what would, like, waiting for pizza is now the name of Tamara's biography. What would the name of your biography be, Dan?
I don't know. Probably sleeping.
Probably sleeping.
That's it. Probably sleeping.
I read your biography because it wouldn't have a lot of words.
Yeah. No, it wouldn't. It would just be, you know what? You wanted to learn about Dan Clark, but he's probably sleeping.
Would there be pictures of you sleeping in it?
No, that's too much.
And what's the point?
There'll be pictures of me probably sleeping.
Oh, okay.
But you can't be sure if
you won't know.
Or not.
But I won't know. That's the mystery, man.
I would call it Dan Clark Eyes Wide Shut.
That's a good one.
There you go.
They get real squinty when I laugh.
What?
They get real squinty.
I know. You're kicking it up.
Yeah.
And you got such amazing eyebrows.
You and my eyebrows, man. I don't get it.
Yeah. They are pretty good. Like, nice. Up. Yeah, nice angles.
You got a good arch.
It's not even an arch, though. It's like refined geometry. Like,
yeah.
I call those like, draw eyebrows like that.
Like we could calculate
eyebrows,
the hypotenuse.
Like his eyebrows.
Yeah, your carefully maintained eyebrows look like Dan Clark's.
Not my eyebrows, like on paper.
Except like his are.
Dan Clark has the best eyebrows in the room.
I draw them in.
Of every room.
I draw them in.
Of every room.
Celeste taught me.
Draw my eyebrows. Yeah. Celeste, did you get yours tattooed on too?
No, I'm going to though.
You should.
Get eyebrows tattooed on?
Yeah.
I pull out my eyebrows when I'm crazy. And so they don't really.
Wait, you what?
She pulls out her
eyebrows. When I'm crazy, when I'm really anxious. I don't want to, but I just do. And so I want them on like Celeste.
Like a nervous thing?
Yeah. And then I don't have to have.
Do you ever pull out as many eyelashes as possible and make several wishes at once?
My own.
You don't pull hard. You just go like
they'll just come out. I could probably get like 4 or 5.
Like,
probably get 4 or 5 right now.
It's like a Tamara? Harvest.
Okay, I think there's some sort of mental illness.
To make a wish.
You're like, how much will this wish. Harvest yield? And
how many
then
did
you
get?
Zero.
You like, this harvest yielded.
What is happening? I pulled them all out.
This harvest yielded one wish.
Guys, stop tearing things out of your face.
You're not tearing. It's just
this is
a
very
so
weird.
Sorry.
Normally, I can get a bunch.
It's not a hard pull.
Can you try the other eye?
We got 3.
Yeah, it's not a hard pull. It's
4.
Just like...
4. There's one hidden one.
Guys, I'm like deathly afraid that my eyebrows or my eyelashes are going to bald one day, so I'm not pulling any out.
Oh, well,
I rub
back.
Rogaine into my
the
eyes.
The ones that come out easy, I think, are the ones that are ready to just come out anyway.
I think if I blink really hard, they just kind of like fall out.
Yeah, they're not
them.
In there tight.
You need them to protect your weird ginger eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, you're you got blue eyes too?
Yeah, blue eyes.
Woo. Yeah, red hair, blue eyes.
Yeah.
Isn't that like the weirdest combination?
No, it's that's most, normal.
No, it's the most uncommon combination.
It's the most uncommon combination
most
out of all combinations.
Lack of melanin.
We've got two of them.
So maybe, yeah, maybe it's not common, but it's the most lack of melanin that you can have apart from being albino.
Yeah. Which I've said it on Twitter. Those are the real freaks, okay?
Yeah.
Gingers, we dip our toe in the freak pond. And yes, I did accidentally start a Twitter race war. But albinos are weird people. They're weird, and I appreciate them being around because it makes me feel more like a person.
Solo cup red eyes. Like, it's frightening.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like weird. No melanin.
Yeah.
Zero.
I mean, like, yeah, that's literally what it is.
Like baby rabbits and baby budgies.
Exactly.
Solving the world's problems.
If you could fuck an albino, would you...
Like a person?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or like one of those albino moose or something. Yeah,
no, like a person.
I don't know.
Like an albino raven.
Human person.
Well,
they have a wonderful personality.
Depends. I don't know. It depends. Some people probably look good as an albino.
I was obsessed with albinos for like a week one time, and I read a lot about it and watched documentaries.
Have you seen that family in South Africa where there's like five of them in one family?
I think so. It's been a while. It was a long time ago that I did
okay,
this.
Okay, I'm going to look it up for you.
Okay,
or you can look it up. You have a computer.
I have a computer.
Albinos.
Guys.
So sick.
Albinism is really cool. I researched about it in animals, too. Genetics is neat. That's all.
Okay.
Your all dad right. was an albino moose, Nick. Let's talk about that.
Yep. I grew up. I was a poor coal miner's daughter, and my dad was an albino moose, and my mom was a pack of wolves. I was raised by a shovel in a bucket. And I learned to talk from the trees. I rolled south until I left the territories, and now am living where oil is in the ground.
So basically you're Stephen McGovern?
No.
Oh.
Way sexier.
He's not a mailman.
Way sexier.
Wise, but sorry.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's true. Steve's got dead eyes and crow's feet.
He really does have dead eyes and crow's
feet. He's younger than me, but looks so much older than me.
How come?
I don't know.
Genetics. Wait.
Genetics and life. Hard living.
Yeah.
Things that age your skin the fastest. Sun damage. Nick stays out of the sun.
Fuck yeah.
I don't. That's awesome. Not as much as I should.
Oh, I hate it.
Staying out of the sun, drinking, smoking, and eating healthy.
Yeah.
Those age you the fastest?
Those yeah, eating healthy.
No, like, you know, if drinking, smoking, sun damage age you the fastest, eating healthy and exercise will... Oh, and managing stress will stop the aging process. Not stop, but
yeah,
slow.
I don't age at all.
Slow to just
I'm
have you normal.
Frozen in time.
To just have you age normal.
Mm-hmm.
Or
that's why John Mick thought I was
if
25.
If you meditate,
wait, how old
you can,
are you?
If you meditate,
nobody knows.
Yeah, it's the secret. He's a Highlander.
I'm very old.
Some people have a close idea.
Yeah.
But
we have close guesses. But
nobody knows.
Very old.
All right.
The first time I did his podcast, I saw a parking ticket at his house by accident.
Parking ticket.
And
I don't know what that means.
I learned a lot of things about Nick from that parking ticket. Or speeding ticket or something.
Whatever it is.
All of Nick's secrets.
It had all of his information on it.
Wait, how old is Steve McGovern?
32.
All right. So that gives me a bit of an idea.
And
so
Nick's older than him.
Yeah, Nick's older.
By
yeah.
like 100 years.
Easily. Yeah. I was born in the gold rush.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
The gold age.
Oh, my God. I thought I saw you on fucking...
Yeah.
Oh, shit. My brain just... You guys, I'm like so fucking fucked right now. I thought I saw you on Deadwood.
Oh. That's okay. All. There we go. The documentary about not getting boners. Deadwood.
I bet that's what it is.
Yeah. You've never seen it?
No, I haven't.
If you could make any movie into a porn parody, what would it be?
What's that? Rule 43? Rule 34?
I don't know.
Oh. There's some like weird internet rule where like every movie has a porn parody.
It is a rule.
Yeah.
I think it's called like Rule 43 or...
Yeah, but you have to make this one.
34
yeah, which
or something.
One? You're the director of
Ratatouille.
Okay, question. I have a few
there
questions.
There would be live rats involved.
It makes me feel like Secret of Nim would also
live
be
rats. Will they be wearing any like clothes or anything?
Not,
at first.
Not for this.
Or do you wear the...
Are do dicks they... clothes?
Quick question. Where do they go?
that's to be found out.
Oh, my.
That's up to how the actors really capture the character.
Oh, what movie would you do, Nick?
What movie would I do? Mm-hmm. It's kind of a cop out to say.
Or have you
hard,
already done
Die
one?
Hard, the snuff film that with me and my ex girlfriend did.
That's my joke. Die Hard. Die yeah. Hard. Snuff porn.
But I don't know. I would like to say Fight Club because then I wouldn't have to do it because I already have it.
What if it's already out there?
Oh, yeah. I suppose that would be true enough. I don't know. I could do Hell's Kitchen.
Not a movie.
Oh. Yep, I know. But that would be a fun one to do, wouldn't it?
It can't be a movie you've already done.
Oh my god, I want to do like a documentary about Jeffrey Dahmer as a porn.
Sex in the City.
Boom. Isn't that basically...
Nude Fight Club. Boom. Done.
Nude Fight Club. Sweet.
Whoa.
Well, good thing I said Sex in the City, which obviously isn't a porn.
Probably should have Googled this in an incognito tab.
Are you just Googling every different porn?
No, just Fight Club porn.
Oh, okay. Tobin, what's your porn parody?
Let's see. So many options.
Why wouldn't you guys pick a Harry Potter themed one and be the Weasleys or something?
Oh my god. Oh my god, they could do the Parent Trap and both be
and you could be Tonks.
I'm not. No.
The hair.
No?
Tonks has crazy hair.
Okay, I hear what you're saying, but I'm not involved.
Jamie?
Nope.
Luna Lovegood?
I'm into it.
She's crazy
she's
enough.
She's a crazy one. I like it. I identify.
I'll be the
Hagrid?
Head. No.
You're not going to be Hagrid?
I'll be Minerva McGonagall.
Absolutely.
I don't even know which one that is.
Mm-hmm. Maggie Smith?
Wait, which
Professor
one?
McGonagall?
Oh, the pro- okay. Okay, yeah.
Classes?
Okay, I don't know.
Quite right.
We're all looking at you now, Tamara.
Okay. I don't know, you guys. I think
you're
I'd
right.
Probably do the Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid.
Make everybody
parody.
Have sex underwater.
I've stumbled upon that by accident before.
You know, okay, can
I've stumbled across that very intentionally.
Can we talk about our favorite parody porns?
Big Lebowski. Oh my god, it's so on point.
Yeah?
It's so on. Like, they really do a good job.
I mean, I saw one with Scooby-Doo. It was pretty good.
Yeah?
There's no dogs. Don't.
It's too late. I already think that you're into dog stuff.
I really like the.
I had a dog for 2 months.
The Avengers porn parody, the like the high quality one, not the shitty one, the one that had China in it. It's really nice.
Yeah. What about you, Dan? What do you got?
I don't know.
Oh, she's dead now.
Yeah.
Did her heart explode?
Probably.
Who's?
Not in the movie.
China. Well, it just seems like that's what would have happened to her.
China, the wrestler.
She just looks like her heart would have exploded.
Big, not the country.
The female one. She looks like a man. Kind of.
Totally.
You don't know who China is?
No.
All right.
Yeah, she's in the Avengers porn parody.
No right. idea.
Oh. Yeah, that's interesting.
Who was she?
Who was she? She was She-Hulk.
Oh, it's like fucking Thanos.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Does make sense.
Yeah, word. What's your Perfect. Favorite?
I know there's like a Star Wars one.
There's
yep.
a lot of them.
Are you talking about the one with the red paint?
Yep, that
yep.
one. But I don't. Other than that, I don't think I've seen any like parody stuff.
You guys gotta All watch right. the Big Lebowski
well,
because it's fucking.
Game
they put
Bones.
Effort in.
Game of
it.
Bones.
Game of Bones. Hello.
Wow.
Yeah. I just thought of the phrase and
oh,
then I midget. Mentioned it, and my mom was like, "Oh, it's like a dog thing." I was like, "A Game of Bones." I'm like, "No, that's a porn parody that already exists and it did."
Yep.
It looks really good.
Game of Bones.
Look at
you should get your mom a Game of Bones DVD and switch it out with a picture of a dog.
I know. Put a little dog.
And then just have her watch like, it and wait for the dog to show up.
Yeah.
Like, hold on, Mom. The dog is going to be here.
Just throw
guys,
a dog
at
the TV.
Did a really good job with the casting. Like, that totally looks like Robb Stark's wife there.
The,
Look up Game of Bones.
Catelyn?
Audience.
All right. I've never seen Game of Thrones, so I have no idea.
Oh, my God. Tobin.
Tobin.
What do you do with your life?
I don't really like movies
it's
or
a show.
TV.
I've just
oh
been,
my gosh.
Like, drawing lately, and I was like, the last season was so fucking impressive that I'm just like, that's all I want to do is just take it in as I, like, experience my life. So I will draw, and I'll just put it on in the background. And now I feel like I'm, it's kind of consuming me, you guys. Maybe you should help me stop.
Who is your favorite character?
You have a big bottle of pills in front of you.
They're all decongestants.
Oh.
Really fucking love. Oh, I love Jamie Lannister so much.
If you were a Game of Thrones character, who would you pick yourself
Arya.
To be? Be Arya?
I think I'd be Jon Snow because I broke
be
a lot of
heart.
Bones. And
You're
I
a wildling.
Pick...
You guys are wildlings right away.
But I feel like I am.
Yeah.
I feel like I'd want to be
about
Arya.
That rule.
Forgot about
all gingers
all
are wildlings.
Gingers are wildlings.
Yeah.
I
want to
be Arya, but
rule.
I'm fucking sad. So
you could be Egret.
Yeah, I could regret.
What? No, Egret. Jon Snow's.
Egret.
Yeah, sure.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
No, I don't. I didn't see it. I didn't watch it, guys. I didn't watch it. I watched a lot of YouTube.
Really okay, Jamie's Arya.
Really
okay.
Obsessed with it.
Tobin doesn't get a vote because he is a loser.
Yeah.
Tobin can be like...
I think I'm a wildling.
Yeah, you're a wildling.
I'll just
for sure
to
you're
be
a wildling.
Tamara's a Greyjoy.
Oh God, Theon Greyjoy.
Sure, I don't
the
know.
The one without the penis.
Pizza's here.
No, you'd be no because Tonks.
Here?
Tonks.
Okay, cool.
Is in Game of Thrones.
We're
you'd be the girl.
Break.
I'm not gonna be. I'm not gonna.
She's the Game of
Thrones. Pizza's here. You
she's
guys.
A wildling too.
Okay, can we?
I would be. I don't know. Hodor.
I hear what you're saying.
I would be Hodor.
Respect you as a person.
Are we recording still?
Hate everything about it. Do you want us to stop? We'll chop this out. But my favorite porn parody is the Orange is the New Black porn parody because the intro, instead of it being like eyes and mouths, is like vaginas and boobs. And I watched the first part and I was just like, this is art, you guys.
I saw
art.
A Clockwork Orange parody.
Have you?
That might have just been
I
Clockwork
think
it,
Orange.
It was, no, it was just that, but like just... gruesome. It was horrifying.
Who was who,
like Clockwork Orange?
Yeah, except I really like the Clockwork Orange. That makes me sound like
does yeah. make him sound like a pervert. Guys, I'm really happy that I peer pressured Nick into getting pizza.
Happy?
I'm very happy.
Tell us about it.
Some might say I'm a happy pappy.
Happy no. It's my favorite Tamara Appleton joke.
Really? You don't like the corn one?
Because you've been corn the whole time.
Oh, my God. Did you see? You didn't see. You saw me on Thursday, hey? Past what? Thursday when I called that heck or that guy on his phone out?
I think I missed that. We left after Kendall
yeah,
set.
You did. Okay. So, basically, there was a guy. He was on his phone, and I was like, are you texting your mom to tell her I've been corn the whole time? And he went, no. And I went, fucking... That's the only rule, you guys, I have. You could only text her on my set if it's to your mom and if it's about how I'm corn the whole time. And he laughed. And I went, are you texting her? And he went, what's your name? And I went, Tamara Appleton, also known as corn the whole time. Have you not been listening? So good.
Did he do it?
He did it.
That's good.
I know. I have very severe pull when it comes to corn. And mom. Exactly, Dan.
What's your? Do you have any impressions of other comedians you can do for us?
Like Mo?
We're anybody at all? Not even Mo. Just anybody.
I want to.
Like mine, my Tamara Appleton one is, because I've been corn the whole time, guys.
It's like me and Simon Glassman.
No, Simon Glassman is. I live in a basement. The depth of a grave.
The depth of a grave.
Oh, that's so good.
You fucking nailed it.
The depth of a grave.
That's really good, actually. No, I don't have any other
impressions. I can't do impressions with this voice. Like, if I have to, if I wanted to try and do Simon,
try.
I have to plug... I have to plug my nose.
Try Rick Ross.
What? Rick Ross?
Can you do Rick Ross?
What does Rick Ross say? What's something Rick Ross would say?
Anything you want, man. As long as it sounds like him.
Can't.
I don't know.
I can't. I don't know. Maybe DJ Khaled might be do that.
Well, my friend was there, and I think I might have
I feel like this is enough food, but we're getting
you
more.
You don't know me.
I do.
My house is like a white house with a red door.
I do. Dad, you don't know me.
The depth of a grave.
Give it up, guys. I can't do it, Simon. I can't do any impressions, to be honest.
Nick has a really good Glassman impression.
I'm going to keep doing these Glassman impressions so I can sort of get them. The depth of a grave.
I live in a basement, guys. The depth of a grave.
So good.
I have a wee shower. It's a regular size shower. I just pee in it.
You just sound unimpressed. Sorry. Can you do a Charles Haycock impression?
Not really. I don't think so.
I feel like most people, when they try it, turns into Matthew McConaughey.
Or Brent Eaton.
I don't know.
Brent
Can
Eaton
you say, what do the blurry whispers mean?
What? What did he say?
What do the blurry whispers mean?
What do the blurry... I can't... What? That's not Charles.
I can't just do it. My eyes to try this. All right, now.
I've never tried a Charles one.
Just do it.
No.
Send
it.
He's going to Lloyd Minster today.
Lloyd Minster?
Lloyd Minster.
Lloyd Minister? Lloyd the Minister?
I'm really into Jesus right now.
Prove it.
What do you want to know?
How old is he?
Leviticus 16:9.
She's so bad of an age.
How old?
So old.
How old?
He makes her mom look young.
The answer is 2016 years old, because he's still alive. He never died. He came back.
Are you Jesus? Be honest.
I'm not.
I can handle it.
Someone
Dan,
is.
I can handle it.
No, you couldn't.
Tell me you're Jesus.
Nah. Remember when I dragged? Hold on, let me just... Throw it in the ranch.
Do you remember? And then you went... It was like such a nice moment.
Don't drag it across the meat,
Don't
guys.
Don't drag it in the meat.
Because we're all just meat, you guys. That's a Maria Bamford punchline. Oh.
What show?
Maria Bamford.
Oh, is that like Lady Dynamite? Still haven't seen it.
She's everything, man. She's
but
everything.
I also don't really watch many movies or TV shows.
What do you watch, Tovin?
I don't really watch anything. Kind of just go
to bed. Really amazing. Do you play video games?
No.
It's like you're
really
telling
amazing
us,
that
it's
you
like
do
you're telling
with
us
your
that
life.
Because you want us
I don't.
To ask you about
what
other
do you
things
do if you're not watching
watch.
TV?
I do, like, go to physiotherapy, and then I get high
muscles.
And go to bed.
Oh.
Do you have to go to physio every day?
Yeah.
I should, but I don't. Because I can't, like, afford to.
Oh, don't you hate that when
so
you can't afford
joy.
To do the things that you need?
Yeah.
That's like me and therapists and glasses.
Love pizza, though! Yeah. I think we're still recording.
All
oh, my God,
pizza.
Look at their cinnamon!
Alto and Stubby's pick is a
Tamara.
They're
not cooked in the middle?
Now that
sometimes
not
they're not cooked in the middle. If they aren't, I'll have to put them in the oven, so...
They look cooked.
These look cooked.
They're cooked. Sometimes they're doughy.
Jamie, they're cooked.
Well, if they weren't, I just cooked.
Sometimes they're actually corn. Imagine we opened the boxes and it was just corn, cobs of corn. And they were like, oh, we heard Tamara Albertson's here.
We got a real ear for her jokes.
You guys, it's just like the inside of a cinnamon bun only.
Can you pass me a napkin?
There you
Don't
go.
Thank
did,
you.
Did anyone in your house ever call them serviettes?
Pardon
my
me?
My grandma.
Who the hell are you, a grandmother?
No, that's how, what we called them growing up.
Everyone yeah, like my mom and my grandma.
My
yeah.
grandma
Did you have like a very British family?
Not really.
All right.
My grandma's
I just
Ukrainian
that's why
and she called them that.
All right.
My family called them hand rags. So... Oh, thank you.
Man, we used to have
pizza shows up. Tamara's like hosting a party now.
Dapper and shit.
I'm really good at it.
Anytime there's pizza, it's called Tamara Appleton runs the show.
Okay, quick. Well, Tamara's gone. Everybody get rid of the pizza.
Ow.
Well, I mean, get in.
Thanks, Nick.
Thank you. Yeah.
Oh, it's
Nick's
water.
Oh, God.
Is it Nick's
water? Nick was corn the whole time.
Okay, you guys. My corn joke doesn't make it as big as Nick or Will Hannigan's
both.
I've only heard that joke once.
Yeah, it's terrible, that's why.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. Hostility.
I'm kidding.
That was one.
It's Tamara's piece. That's Tamara's piece.
Tamara, we got a piece for you, a special piece. It's got a little extra teriyaki.
Just wash it off. Just run it underwater.
I dropped a whole thing of
olives. Soggy pizza is still pizza.
Soggy pizza is still pizza. I'm going to try right now.
I'm going to eat this until I find a hair, then I'll throw that. I'm
Even if it's been corn the whole time,
I'm not
guys.
I'm going to eat this wet part.
It's been pouring the whole time?
Corn.
Corn.
I'm not going to eat this wet part.
Nope.
Hopefully that's not what he said.
What's the point?
Oh,
You're being mean to Tobin. Sorry.
What? Why are you on Tobin's side all of a sudden?
We share a race.
It's the same reason. Nope. Not good. Nope. Nope. Mm-mm. You gotta have a cat.
There's vegetables.
I fucking hate you.
Oh my god. Power move. Kevin just put his hand on top of the pizza boxes. As Tamara approached. And Dan. Then they collapsed the pizza boxes. Their combined effort to keep Tamara away from the pizza.
Take five.
Was turning on them and destroying the pizza.
Take five. Tamara. Tamara.
Tamara. Are there any cups over there?
Is slash are there.
Yeah. Is are. Cups on there. I'm really bad. Preferably yes.
Where the fuck is the pizza? Can you pass me one of those pieces?
I couldn't.
Dan Clark!
I'm not going to touch your food.
I couldn't even begin to tell you where they were. Remember cup stacking? Remember when that was like something the ESPN played?
Like competitive cup stacking is incredibly interesting to watch.
For like,
it's 10 so
minutes
fast.
At most.
How do they go so fast?
Why does anyone care?
I don't know. There's a whole industry based off of it.
It's a bad industry.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's so cool.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. Literally.
Oh, that is really good pizza.
I know. How's the crust, though? Pre-stuffed? Pre-stuffed.
It's like I'm going to be in 15 minutes, if you know what I'm saying. Just stuffed.
Yeah.
Killing it, Tobin.
Sounds kind of like Kent Tilly, almost.
Oh, you can do a great Kent Tilly impersonation.
I've
sure
never heard of Kent Tilly.
You sound a lot like him.
You sound like Kent Tilly with the ability to express emotion.
I just have to take the emotion out?
Yeah. He just shows up this trip whenever he's booked to do something.
No, he doesn't.
Well,
I booked him.
I guess not this time.
Yeah, I booked him. But didn't show.
Often. That's the only time you really ever see him. He just shows up and does something wrong.
And welcome back with Kent Tilly.
Yeah. He's good. He's won every contest in Edmonton.
He's really fucking funny, but he just mm-hmm doesn't really. He's got a baby and shit.
Neato. I got the and shit.
Well, everyone's got a little of that, but if you have a baby with extra shit to attend to.
Okay, over
here. Zone.
No bacon zone.
All right.
No, it's Tobin.
What?
You have some clearly contacts.
No, it's Becky.
Over?
Becky.
With the good hair.
Becky. Taylor Swift.
How do you not know T Swift?
How do you not know? No, it's Becky.
That's Beyonce. Well, I just feel like that was already a thing. Like, Becky with the good hair was just a generic white girl.
Yeah, exactly.
No, someone posted a picture of Taylor Swift. Tried to use it as, like, a please help my friend. She's dying from cancer or whatever. And they called her Becky. And then someone was like, I'm pretty sure that's Taylor Swift. And someone was like, no, that's Becky. And then one time Taylor Swift wore a t-shirt that said, I'm Becky on it. Super funny.
Whoa.
Relevant pop news.
Yeah. Soda pop news.
It's old. It's not relevant anymore.
Irrelevant.
Tamara doesn't even get the joke.
News. Yeah. That's because Tamara is 12 minutes old.
Someone pass me a serviette.
Yeah, and I'm a full 13.
A serviette?
How dare you?
A napkin.
Can
a hand
somebody
rag?
Pass me a serviette.
These are nice.
Yeah.
They're leftovers from my mom's 60th birthday.
Wow, I thought your mom was older.
Kind of a color yet. Of distinction.
No, he sent me two.
The colors were sunset colors.
With his hand. He sent me two of them with his hand across the table.
Your mom makes me feel old. But you are old. Good point.
Good point.
Oh,
I now no longer know how old you are. I don't like it.
I'm excited for your midlife crisis, Nick.
Well,
I you got a midlife crisis already. If you have a quarter life crisis or a third life crisis or whatever the fuck you got.
You can have crisis whenever you want. People just take them less seriously the more you have them.
Boy, do I know that.
For the amount of times I've been hit by cars and stabbed, I probably have already had my midlife crisis.
Not that kind of crisis.
Oh, okay.
When you realize everything's been a lie.
Like twice with knives.
Tobin, where have you been, man?
Red Deer. Oh, yeah. Born and not alive for, I'm assuming, more of Nick's... more of Nick's life than I previously expected.
Oh, yeah.
Assume every comic's 27.
Yep. John Mick thought I was 25.
I kind of just assume everyone's 24. Yeah. I don't know why.
Yeah, well, that's because nobody likes when you're 24.
At the time when I started, there was a lot of people that were roughly 24, like Claire and Brett and Spice Time.
Never mind. Nobody likes you when you're 23. Don't try and correct me. I got like 182.
No.
Okay. I wasn't going to show you my.
I got it mixed up with I'm feeling 22.
Yeah.
I'm feeling 22.
Yeah.
What is that?
You know, how about that?
You know, music is a thing, right? It's like a movie without pictures.
What?
You know
that? It makes the people come together.
Muzak?
Muzak?
How good are you at Star Wars? Do you know Star Wars really well?
Zero.
You know?
Okay. Well, Star Wars porn.
Yeah.
100%.
What's your favorite Gungan?
What is that?
Don't say Jar Jar Binks.
I was literally going to say Jar Jar Binks, sorry.
Who's your favorite Jedi? Jar Jar Binks.
Oh, opposite of that. 100%. 100%. Mara J, probably.
They're finishing filming, they're scheduled to finish filming on the next one, July 22nd.
Oh, man. I'm going to come extra hard that day.
Me too, now that I know that.
Put it in my calendar. We'll sync up our cycles. What's your favorite protocol droid?
Yes. What?
Nope. Protocol droid. Your favorite one.
Is that a Star Wars thing or like just
favorite
like
astrometrics droid then?
Yes.
Nope.
Jar Jar Binks?
Oh.
Serviettes.
Serviettes.
All of these are wrong.
C-3PO? R2-D2?
Oh yeah, the gold one. What's the gold one?
C-3PO.
C-3PO. Gold one.
Oh my god. Yes, cool. He's a protocol droid.
Is he a droid or are you saying drug?
Droid.
I'm saying droid.
I thought you were saying drug the whole time.
Are you saying pizza?
Are you saying pizza? Because that's all I. Because
guess
hear.
What, guys? I've been corn the whole time.
Your impression of me is getting better by the second.
Because I've been corn the whole time, guys.
And you know what? Corn doesn't understand kale.
The depth of a grave,
guys.
Pappy no.
Pappy no. Can you do a Simon Glassman impression?
Just keep it going, guys.
Ooh,
come
that's
on,
pretty.
Yeah.
Good.
Come on, yeah, just like, yeah, let's keep it, okay, your next act's coming to the stage, he's like a really good, fun guy, I can't look anyone in the eye at all, ever, throughout my whole life, I can talk to groups of people, but I can never talk to a single person, individually, I die of panic every single time,
Really nailing
I'm,
the head
I'm
right there?
I'm sweating a whole bunch.
There's a slight head bobbing that Nick is doing, really nailing it.
Oh, can I?
But I feel like combine your head bobbing with that because Dan's really had the spot on with the do this. With you were shitting or something.
I live in a basement, guys. The depth of a grave.
So good.
He has
now Christopher Walken.
I couldn't hear that. There was too much pizza in your mouth.
Now Christopher Walken.
Now Christopher Reeves.
I'm waiting, Tamara. Don't you have a Christopher Walken impression?
Yeah,
Tamara has really straight teeth.
Just the tops, not the
you
bottoms.
You notice strange.
Oh, your bottom row? Is your like undercarriage all worn out? Sure oh, look, is. You look like a vampire.
I
or an
like
umpire.
I look like I was hit as a
vampire.
Baby.
A vampire.
Or like a wizard.
Yeah. Look at that. That's good. Tons. You always smile the right way, though, so like you can't see your fucking down there.
Made me smile.
Like, wait, did you practice smiling as a kid?
Well, you should have, because you never look happy.
Okay. That's So rude.
When I was like 5, I guess my mom told me I should smile because she hadn't like seen me do that yet.
We're 5.
I don't know. I don't really smile about too many things.
Has your voice ever changed? Like when you learned to talk, was it the same?
Yeah, I've been like this until 6 months.
Have you had the same timbre?
Yeah. Nice. Just as gravelly.
Mm-hmm. Was, wants a gravelly.
You're like Jesse Allen's kid.
Oh my god. Dad. Yeah. Dad.
Dad.
Mm-hmm. That was great.
No, I used to have a really high pitched voice.
Really?
Yeah, and it like changed like in a weekend.
I would have loved to hear. I just imagine you like you fall asleep on a Friday and then you wake up Saturday and you're like, oh, good morning, day. And your parents are like, who's that man in our son's room?
It was literally like almost like mid-sentence talking to my sister. Like, I remember it.
Wow.
I was just like, hey, morning, can you give me a... He was like, all right, now where, this is my voice.
Where were you when 9/11 happened? Do you remember?
I was...
His voice was changing.
I was 5 and my mom was telling me to smile.
He was flying a plane.
He was watching the news, and his mom was like, you should smile more. And he's like, it's not the time, Mom.
Yeah.
Totally.
That's sweet.
Tamara, where were you?
When did your voice change?
Yeah. My voice changed yesterday.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. My voice has, like, I think always been kind of deep. I'm like a deep man's
voice. Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Depth of a grave. Is that good?
Like
no.
A nice, like, it's got, like, a nice... husk to
yeah,
it.
it's like a round
like corn. Like
a
corn husk. You got like a corn husk.
Has it been corn the whole time?
Yeah, we get it.
Guys.
Yeah.
Corn the whole time. Yeah. Did you know?
Yeah.
Blue corn.
Oh, yeah.
Blue. Shit. Because my hair is blue and my hands are blue.
All right, what happened to your hands?
I
jerked off
my
a Smurf.
So I fisted.
It's your dad.
Smurfed.
Did you kill it? They're small.
How small are Smurfs, though?
Small enough to get killed by a hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, have you seen how, like, Gargamel is huge?
Is he?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're saying. I've never seen Smurfs.
Yeah? Really?
Wherever
Neil Patrick Harris is rolling in his grave.
He's not dead?
He's not dead, but he's got a very nice grave picked up.
Because he lives around
in it. He has a very spacious grave, and sometimes he just rolls around in it for fun.
Yeah.
He's rich. He can afford as much land as he wants.
Yeah. Yeah, like 40 miles in a mule.
When you die, do you want to be in a grave? Is that some...
No, I want to be in one now.
No.
That's how good this podcast is going.
We're killing
it. No, I'm like, if you have, like, after-death processes. Are you talking, like, grave?
Necrophilia.
Obviously.
Nope, very first thing that happens is we go and we take a cast of my body at the time of my death.
Nope.
And then we make
no
plastic.
No one is doing that.
And we put that plastic over a robot skeleton. And we program that to kill and set it loose, and then I don't care what happens to my body because there's like a virgin of me running around stabbing people.
Virgin.
Right now, your setting is like kill fun.
Yeah, kill fun.
Kill slash fun. Not
yeah.
Kill fun. But
yeah, kill fun. It's like in between the two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lefty Lucy, am I right, guys? Listen,
yes.
Again. Continue.
What?
Now you go.
Yes. I'd like to be cremated and then made into food that my enemies will eat.
Someone's
like
been watching Game of Thrones.
Like what food?
Is that what happens?
No, maybe not.
I don't know.
Do you watch it?
I watched the first 3 seasons.
Why did you stop?
Because it was like, I didn't know what was happening.
Because they don't have fucking cell phones.
That too.
Dan. They don't have cell phones.
But they send ravens all
You can
the
just
time.
Watch House of Cards. It's Game of Thrones with cell phones. It's way better. They
I
all have iPhones.
No,
oh, don't cough. Phones. Don't cough. Get it together. Yep. You okay?
Guys,
you okay? Did the realization that House of Cards is Game of Thrones destroy you?
Oh my gosh.
He was Kaiser Soze.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It's the usual suspects.
Happy no.
Depth of a grave.
Yes. Okay.
This is going to be this sort of podcast people are going to listen to and go like, what the fuck did
I
they
feel...
smoke? Why do they keep talking about graves?
Honestly, I feel like it's me. Like, every time I come on here, it gets, like, substantially more boring.
Well, yeah, I mean...
Yeah.
Statistically, yes, but we still like you.
Oh, thank you. I try to be interesting. It just never works.
Yeah, you just don't wear the right hat for it.
Being
oh
interesting
gosh,
is hard.
That hat, I'm going to shit in that hat and give it to you for your birthday.
got the brim all curled up. That's not good. You need a flat brim and a hat.
No, I hate flat brims.
You hate flat brims?
I hate fitted caps. I hate flat brims.
I get okay. I love both of those. I get a flat brim and I bend it a little bit to my own head. Because yeah. The way you got yours bended, it's like bent right around. It would be perfect if you were a cyclops and your eye was in the center of your head, but there's too much bend.
No, I can't do flat brims. I can't do it.
You can bend it to whatever you want.
No, it doesn't look good.
Yes, you can.
They don't look good.
Okay, can I have some of the pizza that's on the floor?
It's gone.
Cat ate it.
Cat ate it.
Well, we gave it to Tamara.
Cat Williams.
We're telling people that.
Listen, I thought we agreed that you wouldn't tell anybody that I ate it off the floor.
No one has ever agreed to that.
Are you hiccuping?
I did. Okay. It was like 50% pizza.
I'm like, are you hiccuping or forgetting the words you need to say?
Am I hiccuping or throwing up? We'll never know.
A little bit.
Hiccups
a little
just
bit.
Throw
up a little
air.
Bit. Just yeah. Swallow it again.
Swallow it
double
again.
Double the pizza.
Oh my God. Double the experience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There are starving kids that would eat puke for their mother.
Yeah?
Nick. Yeah. So what do you want to get done when you're dead, Dan?
I want to download my consciousness onto the internet and then launch my body into a shark's mouth.
That's beautiful.
I don't know. It's cremation.
So like the ideal?
Cremation is fine. Hopefully I die in a plane crash or something.
Jamie needs wiggle mouse. Jamie. It's fine. Like, it's not going to stop.
It won't stop as long as somebody jiggles the mouse within the next 10 minutes. I don't know what the mouse is. Anyway. I think it's the pad or something. Maybe
it's like a cool death.
It's the keypad.
Like, trampled by giraffes.
Maybe hit escape.
Would you like? I think that.
Oh, that did it.
I'll tell you how I'm gonna die. Salmonella.
I thought you were just gonna say salmon.
Salmon.
I'm gonna
She's
anger
gonna
a salmon.
Stand upstream, and they're all gonna jump and like beat her. To
I'm gonna
death.
Cover myself in salmon food. Wait until they migrate.
Yeah.
Stand in a river.
Boom.
And just let nature take its course.
Boom.
Salmonella.
I feel like that's a better way to get killed by like a bear.
Suicide by salmon. Salmon side.
Bears don't like salmon food.
Mm-hmm. Or do they?
We'll find out.
I fucking hate you.
Next month.
Yeah, tune in.
Next month.
With Tamara Appleton.
Next week. Tamara
covered Apple. In corn. Because salmon eat corn.
Salmon eat corn?
Sure, why not? Fish will eat anything. They're idiots.
Fucking idiots. Fucking hate corn.
So Dan.
Salmon.
Yeah.
I want you to explain to Tamara and Tobin what the Northern Content Network is, and then I want them to try and do.
I don't even know
a commercial for it.
I don't even know what it is.
You're the fucking founder.
We are. We are a directory for podcasts in Canada and other content creators. So videos. I keep meaning to ask other people to join it. That I haven't, but eventually, hopefully, like, comic strips and stuff. And also, we just added, a fake news type deal with Drew Bame. So, cool. There you go.
You
podcast
want us to do...
directory.
Did you want, like, us to tag team it, or did you want us to make one each?
One each, and then.
Okay, Tobin, you go first.
Nah.
Like, you're, like, here's the kind of thing that I do that,
This is Nick's subtle way of making fun of the Northern Content Network.
Bear Premium Plus, the greatest house paint that's ever been painted on a house.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you are going to paint a house, then painting it with anything but Bear, you might as well be painting it with the piss of your unborn children. Bear, it's all you need. It's the Bear Essentials. So that's how you do it.
Like, just like any commercial?
Any
or
commercial,
like
but for the Northern Content
Northern
Network,
Content.
Which she just told you.
You go, Tobin.
Of-
Money.
Tobin, go first. You were born first.
Born to lose. All right. What was this? Northern
Content Network.
No, Northern Content Network. Commercial.
Yep.
Take one. Northern Content Network. The best place to escape all the existential dread and horrific events of the world to get lost in your room. Just go on it and then kill yourself after.
He's got a great voice.
That was
a
really,
good voice.
Beautiful. Sounds like all of the jokes you've ever written. Jamie loved that. Okay, you ready? Northern Content commercial, take one, starring Tamara Appleton. Hi, guys. It's me, Nick McQuick. Stick for a dick. I work out. I eat lots of eggs, probably like 24 a day. Whatever. I'm a part of this thing called Northern Content. You should listen to it because I'm Nick McQuick. I just want to be very clear. I am Nick McQuick. Stick for a dick. Thank you. Namaste. How did you like it, Dan?
Loved it.
Loved it.
I think
who won?
We're probably gonna use that.
A tie.
Yeah. All can right. I use that? Can I have that?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be on the internet right away.
So. Thanks. We're gonna start all of our podcasts with that.
Oh God.
with me being like, "Hi guys, it's Nick McQuick," and Nick being like, "Tamara, stop. You're not me. Stop it."
And then it'll end with me saying, "And after you can kill yourself."
Perfect. I think we made a great team, you guys.
Yeah, mashup.
Mash it up. Yeah, mash like up. Glee.
You know mashing what
I mean? I potatoes. I asked because Dan came on to record a commercial, which we've used a few times.
No, you haven't.
Yeah.
Which one? I know I did it. I can't remember what it was about.
It was so bad.
Yeah. But, no, it was.
We used it, and it was on one of our most listened to episodes, the Hulk Hogan one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it was on that one. And, yeah, it's pretty terrible.
What is it?
Dan Clark's commercial that he did for the Northern Content Network.
Do you remember what it is?
It's like literally you going like, "Hey, Dan Clark here.
Yeah.
Okay, let's start it over again." And then you're like, "Hey, it's if you like funny, okay, we're starting again. Hey, guys, oh, yeah. It's Dan. And you just heard me on the episode that, oh, nope.
You said you were going to edit that.
That isn't
going
to work.
Dirty, rotten little scoundrel."
I did. I edited out all the good parts and left all of them. I edited it that way.
That sounds incredible.
Yeah. So, yeah, Dan, probably the... You both did really good.
Nice. No, mine's the worst.
But I did better.
I think my Nick McQuick impression...
My am Nick?
My am...
I'm Nick McQuick, everybody.
My am Nick McQuick.
My am Nick McQuick. Stick for Dick. Remember that one time you got me a hype man for you?
I think I was headlining what? The Vaneys.
So, table Nick play. McQuick, here, let me set the stage for you. Nick, oh shit. Nick McQuick.
Let
Nick
me tear McQuick, down the stage for
headlining.
You.
Headlining. He goes to me before he heads up. He's like, "Listen, I need you to stick around. I'm going to need get I'm going to get you up there. I'm going to get you a hype man." I'm like, "I'm ready."
No, you said, "I don't know what I'm doing." And I said, "That's fine."
Okay. But, like, in my heart, I was like, "I'm ready." And then he goes, you started your set. And then you were like, "Guys, I'm going to just bring my hype man back up here, Tamara Appleton." And then I, like, went up and I just, like, yelled about how you had red hair or something.
And you ran back and forth on the stage.
They all loved it.
Yeah.
They really liked it.
And then, like, last week, I was like, "I need you to stick around. I'm going to do something cool when I'm headlining." Mm-hmm. And then you left.
I left. I'm so sorry I left.
And I wanted you to come on stage and point at people I was going to point at people and you would tell me what food they look like.
That would have been, that's a dream come true.
I'd have been good at that one.
I know, but you didn't stick around either because your arch
what
nemesis.
What food do y'all look like, Jamie?
Yeah. Well, you guys look like fucking carrots. Actually, like more like a yam. Like, well, okay, no. You're more of a carrot. He's more of a yam.
Wait, I'm the carrot?
I want to be a yam. Like a parsnip.
Parsnip?
I'll take it. Parsnip. And Dan, I feel like...
one of those reject potatoes.
You mean a turnip?
Like a russet potato? A russet potato.
A russet potato.
Yeah.
Potato.
It's a dream come true.
Russet potato. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, you guys just like are orange because I'm racist.
Yeah.
So.
At least we aren't.
Are ginger's a race... Is that a race?
It is now.
It is now. It is
there
now.
Was ginger. There was a legal precedent. There was a legal precedent set in court because a woman sued her employer because her employer kept referring to her as a ginger. And it was documented in a legal court case that that's considered a racial term now.
Yeah, I still don't really care.
I was thinking only vegetables.
I just don't like it when
reason.
People
There's
kick
such
me.
Such a world of foods.
Yeah, I was gonna say
that's like Tamara could be like a dragon fruit actually because she's totally a dragon fruit because I was only thinking vegetables at the time. Then like
yeah,
that
because
like,
they only taste good for
open,
10 minutes.
Like
people only
up.
Pretend to like it because they think
but, like,
it's exotic,
just she looks
but
like
it's not
a dragon fruit because she's always colorful and has lots of
just
lots of seeds. She has lots of seeds.
Colorful, lots of pieces.
Did you hear what Dan Clark said?
What
can we say it again, Dan?
No.
Yes.
Basically, you looked at me in the eye and said, "You're a dragon fruit because people only like you because they think you're exotic."
But you're not.
But you're not.
On the inside, you just taste like a
like a
kiwi
like a
that doesn't
like
taste.
A reject kiwi. That's yeah. me, you guys. I'm a reject.
The texture is really good, though. And I heard that if I had a good dragon fruit, I would actually be good. But we just don't get good ones here because we don't live anywhere near where they're produced.
Okay, well,
we don't have good dragon fruit in Canada.
Tamara.
You're a fucking jackfruit.
Everybody stop looking
at
me.
That's because Stephen Harper got rid of all our dragons.
Nick, you're a fucking cheesy.
Mm-hmm.
Like one of the puffy cheeses.
Yeah, he is. I know. I'm like one of those still mac orange? And cheese stuffed Cheetos.
Ooh, do they have
You're still a carrot, Toby. You're still a carrot.
Okay.
When I met Tobin for the first time, I was introduced to him as Toboggan.
Who did that?
Tamara.
Yeah, definitely do.
You are a marshmallow Santa.
Oh, Dan Clark is a marshmallow Santa.
I'll take that.
I don't know. I see Dan, I think Donair.
Oh, no.
You think, like, greasy? Like, no. gives you the shits? That's rude. That's a rude
After
thing.
After hearing Dan
and
sing.
Touches my balls.
Dan just seems like
I couldn't put
I'm
him
just
as
like,
a
what
bear.
Food looks most like a mischievous polar bear? And I'm like, maybe three marshmallows stacked on each other.
You could just say polar bear, like people eat those.
Yeah.
I guess. But you
gotta
know
be
if
mischievous. Well,
mischievous?
Yeah.
Or three marshmallows stuffed on top of them with two cloves or for eyes.
He's obviously a frozen ice cap.
Oh, yeah.
Three marshmallows stacked.
Three marshmallows
Maybe four.
Stacked?
Three marshmallows stacked.
Yeah.
You're a Not pile sure. of rendering lard. How about that? Fat back bacon.
Three stacked.
You're the stuff they throw out when people prepare
what
asparagus.
What was that old joke you used to do where you were like, a lady said you looked way thinner than what you said you were?
Oh, yeah. I had this joke where I went to a personal trainer. She was like, well, what do you weigh? And I was like, 250. And she was like, oh my gosh, you hide it so well. I was like, that's not a compliment. That's like, you can't walk up to people and say like, hey, you're really good at hiding how fat you look.
I feel like all of my marshmallow comments implied fat comments, but they're just white and polar bears are white.
And white and soft?
Like mischievous polar bear. But you are soft in your nature.
And roasted?
You're soft in your nature, motherfucker.
You're gonna be.
In between two graham crackers and some chocolate?
What sort of
delicious
sex act? Who are the graham crackers?
Don't you worry
the
about
chocolate
that.
Is obviously
two men named Graham.
Oh my
white
god,
people.
You
graham
are
crackers.
Sports biscuits.
Sports biscuits.
That's called a hockey puck.
Have you never even seen sports biscuits? They're my favorite biscuits. You can get them at TNT, and each one is this beautiful little like shape that reminds me of Dan's. It's like a very soft round. It's like, it reminds me of...
You're soft and round,
I feel like
Dan.
This is all fat, but I'm trying to describe personality. I was like, you're just so like of a comforting presence. And
Dan,
I feel
what's
like
a
these are the same.
Dad, you've got such a fat personality.
I keep putting my feet in my mouth.
You're fat on the inside, and that's where it really counts.
I keep putting my feet in my mouth. That's not what
no,
I
No,
mean.
It's fine, Jamie.
What kind of personality does a carrot have, then?
Makes everybody
one that belongs under the ground.
Rigid and crisp. The depth of a grave.
But I just feel like Dad's personality is so like a comforting one.
Well, that's good. That's nice.
And I feel like it's like the sports biscuit.
I'm comfort
shape.
Food. I'm like shepherd's pie.
The sports biscuit shape is comforting to me, like a budgie's head.
You're the sort of food
you're
that you need to go
head.
To like an exotic
like
supermarket
the head of a
to get.
Yeah, she said TNT supermarket. I don't trust any food that comes from TNT
no,
supermarket.
They
like,
have live crabs.
Only
live crab.
Only because I don't understand the food there.
They're animal crackers, basically, with pictures of crackers doing sports on them.
You know what I really like from TNT supermarket? There's one thing. Is Pocky.
The exit door.
Pocky.
Oh, candy sticks.
It's like Pocky. It's like the middle of Pocky is a
Perfect.
Sports biscuit.
Oh, yeah.
Except they have pictures of the
like
biscuits
an,
doing
like,
sports on them.
Those are like for babies. Those arrowroot.
Yeah, they're like that.
Oh, okay.
But they're like little coin shaped.
What are there's Pizza Pops.
They're beautiful.
And then what are the circle ones?
Pizza Pockets.
Yeah.
Mm, okay.
That's a comforting shape, too. Also, buns.
I like Pizza Pockets more than Pizza Pops.
Also
I know
buns.
That's not a popular opinion.
But what if like I've been corn the whole time, guys?
Whoa!
God damn it.
So starchy.
so
starchy.
Okay, guys, as always, our music is done by Ben Sound. Audio touch-ups and engineering done by Triptych Winter. Thank you very much for listening to the podcast. We had a wonderful time making it. I hope you guys enjoyed listening to it. If you could go to our Facebook page and hit like on that, or Twitter and follow us or some such, it actually kind of helps out. Or if you're on iTunes, like, favorite, subscribe, rate, review, I don't know, do something. Just do things, okay? Thank you very much.
Okay, knock, knock, guys, next.
That's a normal thing.